can't order men into any such death as that," he broke out finally.
"You must," Haines replied inexorably. "Either you take the ship as she is, or else you call for volunteers, and you know what that would mean."
Kinnison did, too well. The surviving personnel of the two Britannias, the full present complement of the Dauntless, the crews of every other ship in base, practically everybody on the reservation, Haines himself certainly, even Lacey and old von Hohendorf, everybody, even or especially if they had no business on such a trip as that, would volunteer. And every man, jack of them, would yell his head off at being left out. Each would have a thousand reasons for going.
"QX, I suppose you win," Kinnison had submitted, although with ill grace, rebelliously. "But I don't like it, nor any part of it. It clogs my jets."
"I know it, Kim." Haines put a hand upon the boy's shoulder, tightening his fingers. "We all have it to do. It's part of the job. But remember always, Lensman, that the patrol is not an army of mercenaries or conscripts. Any one of them, just as you would yourself, would go out there knowing that it meant death in the torture chambers of the overlords, if in so doing he knew that he could help to end the torture and the slaughter of non-combatant men, women, and children that is now going on."
Kinnison walked slowly back to the field, silenced but not convinced. There was something screwy somewhere, but he couldn't...
"Just a moment, young man," came a sharp, irritated voice. "I have been looking for you. At what time do you propose to set out for that which is being so loosely called the hyperspatial vortex?"
He pulled himself out of his abstraction to see Sir Austin Cardine, testy, irascible, impatient, and vitriolic of tongue. He had always reminded Kinnison of a frantic hen attempting to mother a brood of ducklings.
"Hi, Sir Austin. Tomorrow, hour 15. Why?"
The lensman had too much on his mind to be ceremonious with the mathematical nuisance.
"Because I find that I must accompany you. It is most damnably inconvenient, sir. The society meets Tuesday week, and that ass Weingard will..."
"Huh?" Kinnison ejaculated.
"Who told you that you had to go along, or even that you could, for that matter?" "Don't be a fool, young man," the peppery scientist advised. "It should be apparent, even to your feeble intelligence, that after your fiasco, your inexcusable negligence in not reporting even the most elementarily vectorial tensorial analysis of that extremely important phenomenon, someone with a brain should..."
"Hold on, Sir Austin," Kinnison interrupted the harangue. "You want to come along just to study the mathematics of that damn..."
"Just to study it?" shrieked the old man, almost tearing his hair. "You dolt! You blockhead! My God, why should anything with such a brain be permitted to live? Don't you even know, Kinnison, that in that vortex lies the solution of one of the greatest problems in all science?"